Links to all guests heard on Wine and Dine Radio can be found online at wineferry.com. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Hi, this is Jenny Shack. I hope you will pick up a copy of the Wine Lover's Dessert Cookbook. Pick out your favorite recipe and pair it with your favorite dessert wine while you sit back and listen to Lynn, my favorite wine fairy, on Wine and Dine Radio.
If you've been a listener of Wine and Dine Radio since its inception, in February of 1999, you know that I end every week's show with a little admonition, perhaps a request, earnest request, to enjoy your wine to the fullest, but don't get in the car and drive afterwards. And in a part, it's because I lost my youngest sister to a drunk driver in May of, let me see, I want to say that was 96. I think it was May of 96. And so it means a lot to me that you enjoy your wine, but you don't get in the car afterwards, or you don't get in the car with somebody else who's been driving. Well, joining us today for the third segment and actually the second half, we're going to have a conversation from the Madeira Vintners Association about this really exciting program that they launched called Designated Drivers Madeira Wine Trail VIPs. And Tony Kirk, who owns Birdstone Winery, was one of the brains behind the conception of this concept of Designated Drivers. He's joining us for the third segment. And then the Executive Director of the Madeira Vintners Association will join us for the fourth segment. Tony, thank you so very much for joining us today. And I'm curious, this Designated Drivers Madeira Wine Trail, what was the spark that generated this idea? Because I've never heard of a single winery group anywhere in the world taking this initiative.
Well, it was really for multiple reasons. Our friends and families drive the same roads that our customers drive. And we do three very large events annually where we'll have thousands of people hitting the roads after visiting the wineries. And we just wanted to make sure they were safe. That was one aspect of it. The other was curiosity. We really had never reached out to the local sheriff's department, the CHP, which is California Highway Patrol, or the police department, and asked whether or not they saw an increase in any issues, whether it be DUIs or accidents, anything of that sort. And so we felt it was probably time to visit them, talk to them, and get any ideas that we could put in place that would possibly mitigate having any problems. So we took the time to visit with the various agencies. We also visited with the California Alcohol Beverage Control to also get their feedback as to what we could possibly do. And the Designated Driver Program, the Madeira Wine Trail VIPs, is what sprung out of those conversations. We did do a launch involving these agencies and worked with them very closely to try to develop the program. The program, in essence, is anyone who will drive for our customers, whether they be a friend or family member or a volunteer. We actually have some volunteers that will do it as well. We like to reward them, and we reward them with a thank you letter from the Vintners Association. We also reward them with some gift coupons from some of the nicer restaurants in the area that support it. And then they also get a whistle and a lanyard that designates that they are a designated driver for the group. And at each of the wineries, we make sure that we thank them for their volunteer, and that we also provide them with anything they're looking for, whether it be water or sodas, a place to sit down, something to relax, that sort of thing.
Tony, how many members are there, winery members, in the Madeira Vintners Association?
There are currently 12 wineries. When we do an event, we just finished with our February Wine and Chocolate Weekend, we'll generally have between 8 and 10 wineries that will participate during those events.
Okay. And And the list of all the wineries is on the website, MadeiraVintners.com, to which I have a link. Are there other members of the Vintners Association that are not vintners?
There are. We actually, after developing the designated driver program, we were able to pick up some business partners. Once the business partners saw what was happening with our program, they decided that they could help, and we reached out to them and created partnerships. They are what's known as an associate member. One of the associate members is a company called Vino 100. Vino 100 is a specialty wine shop located in Fresno, which is 30 or so minutes from the beginning of the wine trail. And what they've done during the events is that they will put together buses, so they have obviously a designated driver for the bus, and they'll have 40 or 50 people that will then take the wine trail journey on the bus. And that initially started out with one bus. It's now, I believe, up to four buses.
Wow. And has a local taxi company or limousine service joined in as an associate member?
There have been. There's been three, I believe, first-class limousine being one of them. One of the interesting things that has taken place over the last eight events is when we initially started the events as Birdstone, we would see maybe two or three limousines a day.
Okay.
This last event, which was a few weeks ago, we were seeing a range of about 30 limousines per day. So
We
know that the program is having an effect not only on their business, but people are just being more conscious of their decisions to be responsible when they're on the wine trail.
Yes. Can I ask you from a business perspective, and I totally, my heart goes out to you that you're so cognizant of the fact that your family, your children, your wives, your husbands are driving the same roads as your customers who maybe have too much wine in them and shouldn't be driving. But from insurance or liability perspective, with this program, designated drivers, Madeira Wine Trail, do your insurance, you know, your liability insurance, is it are you given any kind of a discount or anything? I mean, is there other incentive besides goodwill and taking care of your customers and the community?
Up to this point, that really hasn't been a consideration. And it also wasn't that we had had any problems that generated this program. I haven't asked my insurance company, and I don't believe that the association has yet to ask their insurance company, because it really wasn't the primary reason for doing it. We probably do need to follow up and see whether or not that is the case. But no, it was much more of just a natural thing for us, because we would see designated drivers come into our wineries, and while their friends and family were up tasting, they'd be off in the corner, and it was very easy to understand that we need to also support them for what they're doing and thank them for what they're doing.
Yes.
But also develop the program to enhance it and make it further be recognized by the patrons that come in, that this is an alternative to getting on the car and driving out a little tipsy.
Right. Now, tell us, for people who are not familiar with the Madeira Vintners Association, what are some big cities that you'd be close to so that people who maybe are coming out to California for the first time or have never been there, where would they start from to find the Madeira Wine Trail?
Well, Madeira is located directly dead center in California. Our closest tourist attraction would be Yosemite Park.
Oh, yeah.
And so people that come to Yosemite, they'll fly in traditionally to either Los Angeles, San Francisco, or possibly Fresno, and they'll drive up to Yosemite. And so we're just down the hill, about an hour, from the national park. And it's very common, certainly during the springtime and the summertime and a little bit into the fall, where we'll have people that literally come from around the world, go to Yosemite, spend a few days up there, and then they're looking for a few other things to do. So they come down into the valley and they'll visit the wineries that are spread out throughout the central part of the state.
Yep. Tell us, name off, I know Quadi. I've interviewed Andrew a couple of times on Wine and Dine Radio. Name off the rest of the members. And you, of course, are Birdstone. And Birdstone, what do you specialize in?
Well, we specialize in really three different types of wine. Traditional red table wines, varietals such as Merlot, Syrah, Tempranillo, Barbera, Sangiovese, so a lot of Italian varieties.
Okay.
We also have a port.
Oh.
It is a Tinta Pera port.
Okay.
Then we also have white wines and also Muscat Canelli, which is also a sweet dessert wine. In the Central Valley, one of the things that we're most noted for are going to be ports and dessert wines.
Okay.
Eaton, the Central Valley, produces extreme amounts of sugar, and so we're able to make some very delicious dessert wines in this area.
Madeira Vintners Association, Madeira Wine Trail. There is so much that needs to be learned and supported through the designated drivers, and I hope that, in fact, you will support them and flatter them by repeating this in your Vintners Association in various parts of the United States and beyond. All your questions, please direct them online to wineanddineradio.com.
This is Tony Kirk, founder and CEO of Birdstone Winery. Keep listening to Lynn at Wine and Dine. You can learn more about Birdstone Winery at birdstonewinery.com.